This dispatch is coming to you from the rim of Ngorongor Crater. I'm looking out at the vast, beautiful, cool expanse of Ngorongoro right now as the sun sets. Today was our first day of safari. Paul picked us up at 8:30 this morning at the hotel, and we were off to Lake Manyara. At Lake Manyara, we saw a blue monkey and baboon right away. Later, we watched giraffe, zebra, elephant, and we found three lions resting underneath a tree in the shade. A lot of birds, hornbills, marabou storks, and of course thousands of flamingos across Lake Manyara. It was a beautiful morning. We took lunch at our favorite spot on the rim of the Gregory Rift of the Great Rift Valley. And then we proceeded on to our favorite Maasai Boma or Maasai Village. The chief's son welcomed us, and I sat for a long time inside one of those tight, smoky little Maasai homes with Jim, Alex, and Julie, and we've had a very relaxed conversation with the chief's son about Maasai life. Outside, Paul, the driver, the guide, was in another conversation with some of the Maasai about the issue of whether the government will allow the Maasai to continue to stay in Ngorongoro Conservation Area. And of course, their stance, their position, and I agree, is that the Maasai, who themselves do not kill wild animals, actually are essential to help the government keep an eye on poachers. They know everything that goes on in these hills around Ngorongoro, and there are no secrets to the Maasai. They know the animals and the land, and they report very frequently to the park wardens when there's activity that involves poachers. It would be a shame if the government were to take them out. We enjoyed learning about their culture, and of course, they're such colorful people. We enjoyed photographing, watching them dance, especially the very athletic jumps that some of the young men did. Now, as I said, the sun is setting across Ngorongoro. We're going to get some showers and relax for the evening. Early tomorrow morning, 6:15, Paul's going to pick us up. We've arranged with the wardens to pass through the gate and go down in the very early morning hours into the floor of Ngorongoro, and I think we're going to have great adventures down there. We'll call you sometime tomorrow and give you a report on how that's going.